Okay, hi guys. I'm deciding to do something that is an oldie but goodie. I'm going to ramble on, and actually part of my ramble is going to be dedicated to another Redditor because he so kindly asked me if I'd be interested in doing one of these little sessions while listening to, or not listening to, reading his story. So, Round the Woods, this is for you and your incredibly generous girlfriend. Okay, so it would have been great if I had this pulled up at first, but I didn't, so it's gonna be all good. Bro. There we go. I found it. Okay. So, oh shit. I was gonna do part three, but you know what? I just see part four that I've never read before. So I think maybe I'ma do that. So here's part four. If you've been in this series, you'll know that this man had a girlfriend whose clique of friends had an incredible rule that each of them would have a turn to fuck a boyfriend that the other was dating without there being drama, just once. And the rule was, if you were single at the time and you were interested, you could if it were up for that, and she was. And this man seemed to have landed the jackpot because he had hot ass girlfriend, and hot ass girlfriend has hot ass friends. And so yeah, we left him off last time. He'd been talking about Katie. So let's get into it. Katie had long been my favorite of Claire's girl squad. She was the only one of my girlfriend's friends that had been able to see it as my friend as well. That night, I'd pushed her skinny Asian body up against a wall, and I fucked her deep. Oh, I just put deep in there. I fucked her with her wet panties on and left my cum deep inside her pussy. Okay, that shit is much better. It was safe to say that I probably won't see her as just a buddy anymore. All things considered, I was completely fine with that. I had just woken up in Katie's bed after accidentally falling asleep there. My girlfriend Claire had been sending me horny text messages for half the night, which I was reading on my lock screen. "You look like you were gonna fuck Andrea right there in the club. I want to taste her pussy on your cock. I can't wait to hear all about it." Clearly, she'd been getting off on the thought of me fucking Andrea. Although that hadn't happened, the idea of my girlfriend sitting at home thinking of me while I'd spent nights fucking one of her best friends. Wow. I unlocked her phone and opened Claire's on her phone, my phone. I'm totally fucking this up. I hope you're okay with this, but I unlocked my phone and opened Claire's chat to answer her. I had expected that three texts I'd seen were only the last of a long series of texts. What I hadn't expected to see among the texts was this image of our text that said, "Waiting for you at your place." Holy shit. Even while I lay there in bed next to a different naked girl, Claire knew how to get my attention. Attractive as the thought of round two with Katie was, I owed the girl making this happen. On the other hand, I didn't want to sneak out of Katie's place like a thief in the night. She deserved better. I gently disentangled myself and moved to the foot of the bed. Katie was sleeping on her back with one leg up to the side, giving me a nice view of her tiny Asian pussy. I reached out to spread her pussy lips with my fingers and then bent forward to taste her clit. I heard Katie gasp and felt her move, but didn't look up. I began to move my tongue in circles at the same time I heard her start moaning. She spread her legs wider apart and raised her hips. She began moving like that, like she was gently humping my face. Fuck, this girl was full of surprises. Oh, pause from the story. I would do the fucking same. If somebody woke me up by eating out my pussy, I would be riding that face like a ride in Disneyland. If you catch my drift. Okay, sorry. Each time she moved upwards, my tongue was flattened against her wet pussy. I was tasting not just her clit, but getting her pussy juices all over my mouth. I moved my tongue around, tasting her inner lips and very lightly sucking on her clit. Katie's legs snapped shut around my head, and she moaned louder. I pushed her legs open and I held them down. She was moving her hips up and down faster now. The next time she moved again, I tensed my tongue and then positioned it in front of her pussy. When she came back up, I slid it right back into her wet hole. She shrieked and grabbed my hair with both hands, gripping tightly. I pushed my tongue deeper into her pussy and moved it around. Katie was writhing and screaming now, and I was fucking her pussy with my tongue. Although I'd been in that very same hole just a few hours ago, tasting her from the inside felt like a whole new level of intimate. Before long, I felt her tongue begin to shudder. Oh, I felt her begin to shudder. Oh, God, I'm doing such a shitty job. This is a hot fucking story, though. I can't control myself right now. And I held her legs open as her pussy juices flowed around my tongue. I pulled my tongue out and went back to work on her clit, lapping up her juices until she became perfectly still. I lifted my head up and saw Katie looking at me as if in half-asleep disbelief. I have to go, I told her, but I wanted to say goodbye properly. Sleeping orgasm, good on you. Back home, I found Claire sleeping. She was topless and wearing a pair of boxers. I took my clothes off and got right into bed behind her. I cupped one of her beautiful breasts from behind and massaged it until she began to stir. When her eyes flew open, I pressed my hard cock against her ass. She gasped. I turned to face me and laughed. There you are. I missed you. I had the best girlfriend in the world. I kissed her deeply until we broke apart. Claire moaned. You taste like pussy. I thought you deserved a taste. Did you like it? She didn't say anything, but she tried to kiss me again, which I guess is a response on its own. I gave her another taste of my tongue and then held her face still. You like the taste of Katie's pussy? I asked her. Claire was confused. Katie? I thought Andrea. I wasn't in the mood to explain. I'll tell you later. I promised. Answer me. Do you like tasting Katie's pussy? Claire moaned and said, fuck. I love it. She tastes so good. Good girl. I took her hand and placed it on my rock-hard cock. What are you waiting for? Claire groaned and practically dove down my body. She grabbed my hard dick and took it into her mouth. I placed my hands on her head and pushed her slowly all the way down till my cock was in her throat before I released her head. She jerked back, gagging a little, but keeping my dick in her mouth. Okay, this is getting a little steamy. Like, really fucking steamy. I'm just getting comfy. Where were we? I sat up, so I was sitting against the head of the bed while Claire lay on her stomach between my legs with a mouthful of cock. She had her eyes closed now, and she didn't seem to be doing this for my sake at all. She wasn't even sucking on my cock, but licking it up and down. She would start at the base and go all the way up the tip and then look over the head. She repeated this over every inch of my dick, clearly savoring the taste of her friend's pussy on my cock. When she was done cleaning my dick with her tongue, she looked up with me with a satisfied, submissive expression. "Tell me everything," she said, taking just the dick head in her mouth and sucking on it slowly. "What was that?" I said. "What?" I said, and looking her right in the eyes. She knew the drill by now. "I meant, please, sir, would you like to hear? I want to hear how you fucked her, sir. Her pussy tastes so good. Please, sir, will you tell me everything?" I nodded. Claire maintained eye contact and continued sucking the whole time I described my night with Katie to her. I told her about how wet Katie had been and how tight her pussy was and how good it felt to be inside her. I told her about Katie's tiny titties and me pulling on her nipples until she gasped. Claire shoved a hand into her shorts, clearly rubbing her pussy as she listened to me. Soon she started moaning on my dick. Lads, let me tell you, if you've never made a woman moan while she's giving you head, you're missing out. I wanted to push her head down so I could fuck her throat, but I knew I couldn't keep talking then, and she would need to hear it all. When I got to the part about this morning and tell Claire how I woke up Katie by eating her pussy, she made this low growling sound in her throat. Took my dick out of her mouth and came to sit on my lap. She held my dick in her hand and she lowered herself onto it, inserting me inch by inch into her soaking wet pussy. I groaned and finally stopped as she began bouncing up and down on me. I was face to face with her beautiful boobs, which were bouncing wildly as she rode me. I stuck my tongue out trying to lick her nipples and finally caught a large pink nipple in my mouth and sucked on it. Clearly, rarely ever took control when we fucked, and now she was just riding me like she never had before. Not used to just lying back and doing nothing while we fucked, I grabbed her hips and tried to control her momentum, but she immediately moved my hands to her tits. I squeezed them and pulled her pretty pink nipples as she bounced on my dick. After a minute, I said something stupid like I really miss those bouncy titties. And for some reason, that set her off. Claire made that soft growling sound again and threw her head back, riding me faster. I felt her pussy walls squeezing my cock as she came, and that pushed me over the edge. She continued bouncing up and down, milking my dick as I came inside of her. She finally collapsed forward into my arms and stayed there. She let my dick go soft inside her before she kissed me again and rolled off. Weirdly, even though Claire had done all the work, I felt exhausted, probably because I'd slept not more than 3 hours the previous night. We lay there together for a while, just breathing hard and not saying a word. Claire and I just had amazing sex as the result of the fucking her friend the night before. It seemed unreal. Also, I'd never seen her like that before. She'd been acting like a wild animal. Me coming home to her after being with another girl seemed to get her going like nothing else. I now knew for certain that Katie may have been the first, but she wouldn't be the last. I held Claire close as my thoughts strayed. Eventually, Claire interrupted my musings, saying, "So what's up with Andrea?" And I explained what had happened. And as expected, Claire immediately outraged, not primarily because Andrea had set me up, but because she kept a secret from the other girls. Claire asked me about 3 times if I was sure I'd understood her correctly. After I told her multiple times that I understood Andrea just fine, Claire grabbed her phone and ran to another room. I could hear through the door, talking angrily on the phone for about an hour while I lay in bed and thought about how weird female friendships are. Yeah, that's fucking true. I was eating breakfast when Claire finally hung up the phone. She joined me at the table, irritated. Andrea says she's sorry, but I told her to save it because she's a bitch. Katie thinks I should just forget about it because that's just how Andrea is sometimes, and we all know it. Honestly, I think she's right. I hate her, but I guess I can't be mad forever. And Andrea knows that, which is why she pulls this shit. Claire said, all in this one continuous sentence without stopping or pausing. I just stared at her, a bit amazed and not sure on what I was supposed to say. She sighed and went on. Anyway, do you want to set things up with Danielle or should I? Dang. Okay. That's a good story. So I hope you enjoyed this story time for me. And then, yeah. All right. Hope you enjoyed this.